3:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, you know, every other Wednesday. My friend Barry Moore joins us. Barry is the president and the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I take a great deal of pride in sharing a couple of things. My own personal business is Better Business Bureau accredited. Jeff Katz, CPS, right? Certified Professional Speaker. That's what I do. And it's something that to me is incredibly valuable. I always try to lead with trust. That's what the BBB instills, I think, in everybody who's dealing with them. But in addition to that, this here little radio station, WRVA, is Better Business Bureau accredited. And the very finest businesses are those, in my opinion, that go through the accreditation process. And when I can share with you that this company or that company is BBB accredited, well, you know, you can start with trust. It's a big thing. Barry, I welcome you as always, my friend.
Great to hear you, Jeff, and glad to be on the show.
Do me a favor, if you would. I talked a little bit, obviously, about what I consider to be the benefits of BBB accreditation for businesses, but there's some real palpable things that the Better Business Bureau offers to accredited businesses, and only to accredited businesses. You want to share some of those with the listeners?
Yeah, I do, and it's great to talk about it because, you know, we open each day for the consumer market as well as the accredited businesses, and we just want good relationships and good communication. And what I can tell you is, just like you, when you came to my office and I explained a little bit more about accreditation, it was the aha moment. A lot of people believe they know everything there is to know about everything in life, right? And we have different groups getting together, and they're talking about all sorts of things. But what I find is when people come to our office, meet our staff, learn our programs, see the benefits we offer, it all comes together, whether you're a consumer and or a business owner doing a podcast or participating in the Ignite program conversations, because the topics are around the pillars that we set that are priorities to us that affect every single one of us in this community. Right. So we're doing things, we're uniquely different. We are a unique product, and we're not for everybody, but we are. And the consumer pays nothing for this, the information that they get at BBB.org.
If I'm a business owner, I know what I went through, but for somebody else who's listening right now, they have whatever sort of the business it is, and they're thinking, okay, I'd like to explore this. I want to learn a little bit more. What do they do?
It's the easiest way to go. You go BBB.org, read about the accreditation and the application process. You complete the application in about 10 minutes. You submit it, and then it's vetted. And then you hear from somebody on our staff that will tell you the information you're missing, or then, okay, welcome, and here are the benefits. And, Jeff, we just had a Mason come in today, a wonderful guy, hardworking man, been accredited for about 15 years. And he said, you know, I should have taken this serious and gotten more involved in the brand because you guys can really help me grow. I didn't do it. I kept fighting it. I just paid the bill and I didn't do anything. And he was mad at himself, but he left a happy guy. So
it's interesting. I mean, truly, Barry, the Better Business Bureau in many ways helps to market those accredited businesses. You've got certainly the seal, you've got the sign that you can put on your window, all that cool stuff. It's all wonderful, and you have the BBB accreditation. I have it on stationery, I've got it on website, everything. But in addition to that, if somebody calls the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia today and says, hey, I'm looking for a Mason, can you tell me? I mean, you can say, well, we have Barry Moore is an accredited business. He is a stonemason, and here's how you would get in touch with him. It really does become an extension of the marketing division.
It's your marketing team should be part of the BBB brand. Like, we don't recommend or say, I could say in that case, here's three masoners that you can find at BBB.org.
Right.
Consider going to them. You know, Jeff, there's so many people, business people, entrepreneurs that have everything on the line. Their time is of value. Money is time. Time is money. Money is time. And they just don't get it because they feel somewhere along the line that the BBB was never what it really is. I don't know what happened. It's communication. And, you know, I'm here just to make sure it's clear. So, yeah, this guy today, I mean, we talked about what he's trying to do to grow. Well, he's losing contracts maybe for $3,000 cheaper. And I go, I already know why. The customer is looking at price, shopping price. You did a terrible job telling you the value you provide. Mm-hmm. Forget all the marketing and advertising. You're not telling the why to do business with you. And the other companies are getting deals that are unlicensed, uninsured, and they're not accredited by the BBB. Right. He goes, how did you know that? Because I'm in the business world. So I don't care if you're in automotive. I don't care if you're in painting, electrical, plumbing, speech writing, I mean, media, the TV stations, everybody. I have depth of knowledge that very few people in this town can give you. And that's what I do. I mean, no charge. I mean, you become accredited. I work for you. I work with you to help you do your best.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to take anything away from you, Barry, but there's a whole team over there that is on the case. They're just it's such a great, great team effort, such imaginative people, professional people. One of the things that has really taken off, it's called Ignite Sparked by BBB Conversation. And I know this was, you know, this is one of those things you said, man, we've just got to offer great opportunities for people. And it's open to everybody, right? You don't have to necessarily be this, that, or the other. There's so many
pieces
of information. Now the one coming up, is it this Thursday? Tomorrow you've got one coming up.
Tomorrow is a special one. We have Dr. Billy Irvin and Jennifer from Bon Secours. Billy is an oncologist. I call him Billy because I met him through a friend of mine that dealt with him. Okay. And he is a wizard. And he does breast oncology, and breast cancer. And he also does research and development. And Jennifer Jones is going to be talking about strokes, Jeff, about strokes and how to be aware of them and what to do. And don't wait. I did this class about 10 years ago at Bon Secours. It blew me away. It's stuff we need to know. So I hope tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at 100 East Forgot, we have a packed house. You just call me, leave a voicemail, 521-6940. Say, Barry, I'm coming. Or if you just show up, I don't care. We got plenty of seats. We do not want to keep this a secret. And there's nothing, especially in the media right now. You know, I had prostate cancer. You know, when they're seeing this stuff in the news now, at least the scores of 9 and stuff, I mean, it's scary when you can prevent someone, not prevent, but if you can to find out and then get treatment is what I meant to say. Yeah. That's the key that kept me alive. You know, I'm still here. So I want to make every day count.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing it for you. You're doing it for so many others. A lot of us. Legitimately, Barry, we just cherish you and value everything that you do. Talk a little bit about some of the things that Evie is doing over there with the podcasting. I was just in last week, guys. As you know, I got a new book, and Evie said, "Hey, come on in. Let's have a chat. Let's tell all of our membership about it, everybody about it. You're an accredited business. That's not just me. I mean, I'd love to think that she only reached out to me because I'm so fascinating. The book is great, but it's open to other accredited businesses, correct?"
Well, you are the top of the list for Evie and myself and our whole team. And yeah, when I say I, Barry, it's not I. You know that. You've been around me. It's our whole team. I comes with 10 other people. So that's the beautiful part. And Evie has done an amazing job. She's handling topics that, you know, that are a little uncomfortable for people because we're not saying the same old thing that are being heard at other meetings and other award shows and, you know, diversification and all segregation. We want everybody to be together and grow together. Family unit. Carl Leonard said it all the time. He doesn't have men and women. He has human beings. They're not a color. He's got human beings. And that's how you have to treat people. That's the future of our community. And where economic growth can really puts the pedal to the metal, you can bring all the companies here. But let us then take over for those people that brought the companies here and the companies that invested. Let's get the best workforce. Let's get the best consumers. And that's what Evie's doing, educating and bringing up topics that are uncomfortable. Things that are that should be talked about sometimes are uncomfortable, Jeff. As you know, we're not radio stars. We're not like you. We're not political. But we are staying neutral. But we're just saying, and as a young woman, she has really got some great things planned for the rest of the year. And students, we want students this summer to come in. We want moms and dads to come with their kids and learn together, not to get ripped off. What it's like to go to a food bank. What are the important things to have a bank account and work with Virginia Credit Union and their team to build a credit, you know, an account that now you have a budget. So anyway, hope that answers the question. Thank you.
It does. Listen, and I'm not spilling any beans, but I know there's some big plans over there at Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Some ideas that are getting kicked around that it's going to blow everybody's socks off when they hear about it, Barry. Remind everybody.
You're right.
Very quickly now, again, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., it's such a valuable discussion. They can call you and say, hey, Barry, I'm coming, or they can actually just show up. You said 100
just show up.
Drive.
Yeah, it's right here. It's Bon Secours, Dr. Billy Irving, and it's a big deal. I mean, and learn about strokes and prevention, and I'm sure Jeremy wants his time back. You better go.
Well, no, I'm going to get yelled at, but it's okay. Finally, for those who are the business people, Barry, this is vital. This is vital. I'm a business owner. I know the value of BBB. I can talk about it all day long. People may listen. They may not listen. But I want them to call you and have that conversation or at least go to the website. So just give everybody that information one more time.
BBB.org, 521-6940. And I challenge all of your friends, all your advertisers, to pick up the phone, come and visit with me. Let me come to your business. Just spend 5 minutes. I'm not here to prove anything. I'm here to help you enhance what you've already done because there's no way that any business owner knows everything. So let's keep learning together.
I love it. Barry, we love you, man. Thank you for taking time for us. That is Barry Moore. Yes, he is a friend. Yes, he's an amazing human being. And what he does over there at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia is just without compare. I will remind you, WRBA is an accredited business. Now, that's important. You may like the station, you may like this, I don't care. But to go through the accreditation process, remember, this is not mandatory. But it says a lot. My business, remember, I go to great lengths. I take great pains to separate my job, which is this, between 3 and 6, and my business, which is public speaking and writing and coaching and all that other cool stuff that I do. But my general mangler said, hey, you can talk about it on there. Believe me. I said, well, you know, I don't like to get it mixed up. He said, oh, no, believe me when I tell you, if you're doing it too much, I will let you know. And if you know our general mangler, then you would know. He would have no problems at all saying, hey, you're doing it too much. So I will tell you that my business, and you can find it, jeffkatz.us. He said I could do a shameless plug for myself. So there you go. jeffkatz.us. You'll see what I do. It is Better Business Bureau accredited. That is vital to me. I grew up in a household. We didn't have anybody do any work on anything. We didn't buy anything. We didn't have any services unless that business was, in fact, BBB accredited. That's how loyal, if you will, my dad was to BBB. So, again, you can check my stuff out if you want, jeffkatz.us, but BBB.org is where you go for the Better Business Bureau. Great people. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.